In Texas, it really is the Wild West for electronic cigarettes. There are very few rules on where you can use them, so usually it's inhale before you inquire.
I haven't really asked. I just kind of do it a little bit and see if anyone starts looking and staring or, you know, being like, oh, what is that? Are they smoking inside?
Gil Snyder, who's 25, has been sipping a coffee at Pearl Cup in Dallas and vaping. That's what they call smoking an e-cigarette. Like a lot of converts, Snyder picked up his first pack of traditional cigarettes young, at 16, and has tried to quit several times.
I'd always go back and start with like one cigarette here and then a cigarette there, and then next thing I know, I'm smoking a full pack a day.
Until he found the e-cigarette. The one he uses isn't an imitation of the Marlboros he once smoked, though plenty of those are still on the market. His looks like a small black flashlight with a mouthpiece on the end. The device uses a battery to heat a liquid nicotine solution. So instead of smoke, you get vapor.
Whenever I inhale, it gives me like a nice feeling in the chest like a regular cigarette would. And I don't think about smoking cigarettes. I don't crave smoking cigarettes. It's been pretty nice.
They're being advocated as an alternative to tobacco cigarettes. But the long-term effects of those is really unknown right now.
Caroline Ricards is studying e-cigarettes at the University of North Texas Health Science Center.
The issue is that because they're relatively new to the market, there's just not the long-term studies that have been conducted as yet in terms of the long-term harm or benefit. We really don't know.
E-cigarettes don't have to play by the same rules as tobacco cigarettes. Minors are free to stock up in stores and online, and the FDA doesn't currently regulate the chemicals in them. And while e-cigarettes don't contain tar or carbon monoxide, some do have carcinogens and other toxic chemicals, including an ingredient used in antifreeze, according to the FDA. Still, business is booming. Every day, around 100 people walk into Vixen Vapors in Pantego. Lindy Davis opened the electronic cigarette store, decorated with red, white, and blue, a year and a half ago.
We started the shop with just myself, my husband, and our friend Jonathan, who all three of us own it. We're the only ones that are here, and now we have 25 employees to help us run the store and the day-to-day functions.
This is the Starbucks of electronic cigarettes. You can get the device itself, all the accessories, charging cables, car adapters, and any nicotine strength and flavor combination you can imagine.
Our most popular flavor is Tiger's Blood. Ambrosia is a fruit blend that's really, really popular. Pixie's Dust is still popular, which is like an orange pixie stick.
Critics say combining nicotine with candy flavors is a surefire way to get teens and kids hooked on a substance we don't know much about. Davis says it's a combination that helped her quit smoking. Over a period of months, she lowered the amount of nicotine in her liquid concoction down to zero. She still takes hits from her e-cigarette every few minutes. The flavor?
Crunchy Monkey Cupcake, which is like a peanut butter banana cupcake. It's really good.
Prices vary. At Vixen Vapors, starter kits go for $55, and refills are about $4. Still, makers and users say you save money over time. So far, the handheld devices have been most popular with millennials, but more experienced smokers are also vaping.
After 58 years, I quit smoking, and I wouldn't trade my vapor for all the tea in China.
Pat Cox of Fort Worth, who wears her e-cigarette on a lanyard around her neck, doesn't have to go that far. The FDA has no rules on the devices just yet, but plans to start regulating them. And that's good news for doctors worried that vapor might not be as benign as it seems. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.